Dr. Hamid Erjikian, clinical note on Iris Teo Guevara, looks like A-R-I-S-T-E-O, last name G-U-E-V-A-R-A, birthday 9/3/93. Patient seen today. Since the history of having redness and slight discharge from both his eyes for the past several days, with a history of allergic rhinitis, conjunctivitis, and dry eyes. Given tropomycin and dexamethasone a few months ago, states he is having the same problem again. States he was last seen by an ophthalmologist about a year ago without recommended follow-up. View symptoms otherwise non-contributory. Describes no vision loss. Past history. Allergic rhinitis, dry eyes. Allergic conjunctivitis. Also has a history of pacemaker, hypertensive cardiovascular disease, high lipid disease, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, and shingles in his right eye 5 years ago. Has a history of an eye surgery. Medications include levothyroxine, Zinfandel, metoprolol, aspirin, C-L-O-P-I-C-L-O-G-I-E-L, atorvastatin, gabapentin, and loratadine. Followed up here with a history of seeing his eye doctor in the past. Dr. Helvider, continuing dictation. Aristeo Guevara, A-R-I-S-T-E-O, G-U-E-V-A-R-A, last name, 9/3/33, birthday, dictation, 9/30/25. Patient seen 2 months ago with gum pain, gingivitis. Patient had ultrasounds last in March of this year. Without significant abnormality, my work was also done. At that time, human A1C is 6.7, calcium 8.4, alkaline phosphatase 149, the low T3 is 72. Pause. pressure recorded in chart, blood pressure recorded in chart 166 over 79. Patient requesting additional lab work. Not obtained because of lack of venipunctures to get an outside Quest lab. Patient treated for allergic conjunctivitis with inflammation, dry eyes, aggravated by frequent rubbing. Patient was giving a refill on his eye medication described before, sobramycin, dexamethasone, recommended to follow up with his ophthalmologist because of reoccurrence of symptoms with having to take tobramycin and steroid eye drops twice in the past few months. Advised to follow up here, discuss his labs, and refill regular medications. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.